pomposity and pretentiousness know no bounds.
Evil Woman, Don't Play Your Games With Me. That is the title as listed in the new singles on sale from March the 20th, 1970. And the band are called Crow. On stateside Dunhill Records, it was released initially towards the end of last year in 1969. Sorry, I've got my 1970 brain turned on today. Have you got your 1970 brain with you, Les?
Not at the moment.
We're
good to see you still with us, listener.
For a few hours, we're going back to 1970 when all was safe and sound. Well, actually, I think in 1970, judging by the tune we played last week, we had the Hong Kong flu.
Yeah, it was about then.
Yeah.
It seems every 20 years we have this something. 10 years ago, we was in the throes of the economic crash,
yeah,
which looks like we're going to have another one.
And I think it was about 100 years ago, was it 1918 or something, when we had the Spanish flu?
Yeah, about that, yeah.
Yeah, so that's gone round in a very big circle there. And we began with the Allman Brothers Band on Atco Records and Black, yeah, it was Black Hearted Woman.
Yep.
And then we moved on to the Evil Woman, Don't Play Your Games With Me. And now it is going to be, which I, if I'd written it down, I'd know what it was.
Incidentally, that was, he may have mentioned that was actually recorded by Black Sabbath.
Yeah, that was released a similar time last year on the Fontana label,
yeah.
And it's going to be rejuvenated next week on the Vertigo record label. We already heard the first Vertigo single, V1, which was Juicy Lucy,
yeah,
a few weeks back. And yeah, next week, right here, right now, we will be playing Black Sabbath's version of Evil Woman. This is Alice in Wonder. Not Alice in Wonderland, but this is
a
lady called Alice in Wonder on Columbia Records and Black Paper Roses.
And I hug sorrow to my mind, as a mother to her breast, a stillborn child. And of my nights I made black paper roses. To my afternoons I take fancy balloon out of the silver of your gold, out of the gentle of your day, out of the unexpected tender of your way. I even love the sudden winters of your May, and of my nights I make paper roses. Into my afternoons I take fancy balloons. I watch and listen to their song of how you loved me once, but not for long. Yet in your absence I would love you once again. It helps to ease my mind and
if it's all the same to you. If you don't love me like before, I don't think I'll hang around and let you hurt me anymore. If it's all the same to you, somewhere I'll find someone I can thrill with my kiss. If it's all the same to you,
yeah, and I sadly think it is.
It's all the same to you. If your love has really gone, pardon me while I walk out, pick up my heart and move along.
I'll bet you somewhere I can thrill with my kiss.
Yeah,
if it's all the same to you,
and I sadly think it is.
That's the truth, honey.
I sadly think it is.
That's the trouble, baby.
I sadly think it is.
For further information about this week's program, we invite you to visit www.towardtheunknownregion.com. towardtheunknownregion.com. towardtheunknownregion.com.
I think out of all those, I'd rather be a hammer. Rather be a hammer than a snail, was it?
Yeah.
Something similar. Yes. Julie Felix, El Condor wow. Pasa on MCA Records, Les.
Yeah, originally done by Paul Simon and Garfunkel.
Yes. Yes, we're going to do, and they also originally, Simon and Garfunkel, did Cecilia. We had three versions last week. Coming up next, we're going to have Cecilia once again on Paramount Records. Now, I'd imagine this was from some film soundtrack for it to be on the Paramount record label. It's going to be by a band called Sweet Henry. But what else did we play? We heard Alice in Wonder and Black Paper Roses on Columbia, of whom we can find no information about. And then it was Bill Anderson.
Very well known.
Jan Howard of Howard's
Bill,
Way.
Yeah, not quite. But yeah, Bill Anderson was a, and still is, well regarded as one of the greatest country music writers and composers, and everybody's recorded his music at some time. He's in the great, he's a member of the Grand Ole Opry and also in the Hall of Fame.
Yeah, and their tune was called If It's All the Same to You on MCA Records, as was Julie Felix. We've got another MCA single, which, yeah, let's play after Sweet Henry. I can tell you that the band, the act, are called Friendly Persuasion. And Don't tell them who it is now. Let's see if people can guess who Friendly Persuasion turned out to be. Not Julie Felix again. Let us listen to Sweet Henry and Cecilia.
Listening to Chris B.
Just love it when someone whistles at the end of a end of a song. That's Friendly Persuasion, one of 55 singles released this week, the 20th of March 1970. This is issue number 321 of the new singles, as printed by the people who I have to look at each week to remind me who they were, Francis Anthony Limited, St. Austell in Cornwall. What was in the charts this week still? Let's have a look. Pickety Witch, Plastic Ono Band, yeah. Kenny Rogers, Shocking Blue, still in the charts with Venus. We've got a new single out this week. We'll be playing that shortly. That was Friendly Persuasion, who turned out to be, Les?
None other than Gary Glitter.
Yes, quite an apt name to choose, isn't it? Friendly Persuasion.
I was just thinking that.
Yeah, Make a Wish, Amanda, it was called.
Well,
that was the B-side of the single. The A-side was a bit of a dirge. No, sorry, other way around. That was the A-side. The B-side was a bit of a dirge, and that's called Baby Be Good.
You're listening to Chris Bent. Not just listening, I hope, but joining in with all these tunes you know so well.
You made you cry before.
having absolutely nothing to do with The Price of Love by the Everly Brothers there. That was The Shocking Blue. And
shocking.
Shocking. Mighty Joe, bringing back for me great memories of RNI.
Yeah.
And hearing all those great Dutch bands of the day. It was released in the UK on Penny Farthing Records, PEN 713. And what did we hear before that? Oh, it was just Friendly Persuasion, also known as Gary Glitter, and Baby Be Good, which wasn't quite the dirge that it was when I checked out just the first 10 seconds of it last night. And that's how this program kind of works. We don't know a lot of what we're playing here. Well, we don't know a lot, full stop. But
it'll probably be never heard again either.
No. But it is fascinating digging out these releases that haven't seen the light of day for, well, 50 years. Let's face it, Les. Well, no one else is going to play what we're
probably never were even on the record counters.
No. No. No,
I don't think even the public would have seen them.
No, that's true. If the DJs at the time didn't play them, the pluggers didn't manage to persuade the those two girls behind the counter in Campkins. Look, I've got some great singles. Friendly Persuasion, he's destined for the top. Well, he was eventually when he changed his name to Gary Glitter. Yeah. Let's listen to the other side of the Shocking Blue song. Both sides, of course, were written by Robbie Van Leeuwen. And this is Wild Wind. May recall that last week we had to call in the services of our lawyers, Cashman, Pistilli and West. Well, this week we've actually written a song for us. This is But For Love on CBS Records by Jerry Naylor. See what you can find about Jerry Naylor, Les.
Jerry Naylor.
So it's raining again, and the winds up in a roar. I've been swept through the streets to be washed up at your door. But you're with him, I know. So I'll crawl back later on. Why do I need you so? But for love I'd be gone. But for love I'd be gone. On jet leaving today for a place in the sun, far away. chilly wind keeps blowing down these cold empty streets. I'm wondering what keeps me from going. So I say to myself, oh, why do you linger on? And my heart cries to me, oh, but for love I'd be gone.
But for love I'd be gone.
Not Chris Bent.
Sincerely hope you are joining in these tunes and singing along to them all. Les, I know Les has been whistling along to some of them so far. Those were the Bleachers with two E's, Adam and Eve, on a short-lived Columbia Bright Orange record label. That's Columbia in the UK, not the Columbia in the US, who had to call themselves CBS in the UK for the Columbia Broadcasting System. And that was an orange label, which is rather confusing. But anyway, that was Columbia DB118. And prior to that, it was Jerry Naylor, But for Love. And he was written, that song was written by our lawyers, Cashman Pistillion West. And you found out, Les, that Jerry?
Yeah, Jerry Naylor Jackson. He had quite a checkered history in the within the radio industry, and then he joined when Buddy Holly died. The Crickets reformed in 1961, I think, and he became the lead singer for about 3 years. That had a few minor hits, And then following on from that, he got into the Northern Soul. That he, him and a friend, Mike Kerb in Los Angeles, created a soul sound which was taken up by the Northern Soul DJs in the UK. So they were very big in the early days of Northern Soul.
I like that you still, as well as being into prog rock, you were still into sort of discos and the dance music. And
I know.
Yeah.
I just love music. You know? Well, music is music.
Yes. It is, yeah. And it's and in these troubled times.
Yeah, just I think we need it.
Put a pair of headphones on and lose yourself, man.
I hope we're making life a bit more bearable for you all out there.
The Humble Bums next. Do you remember the Humble Bums, Les? Oh. this is on Big T, or transatlantic single, Big 130. And of course, the Humble Bums were Jerry Rafferty and Billy Connolly.
Oh, it's interesting. Yeah. I mentioned, there was somebody else, we played a single the other week that actually mentioned the Humble Bums about 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, so here they are. Billy Connolly. I'd love to go to the Billy Colony. See, lots of big yins there.
Yeah, I know.
Bit like Wicker Island. Do you remember Wicker Island on Monty Python? Where everywhere on this desert island, it's just interviewers waiting to interview interviewers. No. Let's listen to the Humble Bumble. Shoe Shine Boy, I'm going to give up now. Humble Bums and Shoe Shine Boy, and just to satisfy my curiosity, Shoe Shine Boy was also recorded by the Lemon Pipers. So we've dug the single out of the box.
Shoe Shine Boy,
shining shoes for a
And it's nothing like the the Humblebums tune,
that's
is it?
It's more akin to the Beatles.
So, because did you say, Les, that Shoeshine Boy was actually written by...
Yeah, Jerry Rafferty.
Jerry Rafferty.
Yeah.
Mm, yeah. That was a good one there. Humblebums on Big T, Transatlantic Records. And now... This one sounds as though it should be the other way round. The Bullring and Birmingham Brass Band. So you'd imagine this was the Birmingham Brass Band playing a song called The Bullring. But it's not. It's a band called The Bullring. And the song, for some reason, is called Birmingham Brass Band. It's on CBS.
Charlie's saving up to buy a drum. That's the only thing to do in Birmingham. When he's got enough, he'll tell his mum. He's off to join the Birmingham Brass Band. Charlie bored to tears and it gets worse. Nothing very much to do in Birmingham. So he goes and hears the band leaders, pump up all the Birmingham Brass Band. Ever since the time he first heard them play, Charlie made his mind up to join someday. Oh, once you've heard the sound, you'll understand. Listen to the Birmingham Brass Band. To Birmingham. If the weather's fine, then why not you? Down to see the Birmingham Brass Band.
Wow, well, that turned out to be nothing like I expected at all. The Bullring and the Birmingham Brass Band on CBS Records. Well, I think you've all suffered enough in this hour, so let's give you some real good music now. These are The Who and The Seeker.
To get what I'm after till the day I die. I asked Bobby Dylan, I asked the Beatles, I asked Timothy Leary, but he couldn't help me either. They call me the Seeker. To get what I'm after till the day I die. People tend to hate me 'cause I never smile. As I ransack their homes, they wanna shake my hand. Book a sin I'm nowhere, investigating miles. I'm a seeker, I'm a really desperate man. We'll be right back.
won't get to get what I'm after till the day I die.
Oh, it's nice to hear a record with a real end to it and doesn't just fade away into nothingness. For Who? Oh. And The Seeker, I'm looking for me, and you're looking for you. Les Newman. Les Newman is still in the house on the other side of a 6-inch glass screen. Let's listen to the other side of that single. Here for more on Track Records, and then we'll finish this hour with Quincy Jones and Killer Joe.
You can pack up your bags and go looking for things that need to be done. Or you can spend all your life not thinking, never ending what you've begun. We take a step in the right direction, but the man knocks us down on the floor. And although he may think we are broken, we'll get up and take two steps more. It's your life to do what you want to do. Either way, or push yourself out to the fore. And whatever you take out the reason, you bet your life you're here for more. Whatever you think you are here for, bet your life you're here for more.
Chris B. at towardtheunknownregion.com.
You're listening to Chris B. Let your worries go and enjoy the music.
Thank you. Kill a joke.